Crude oil is crude. Natural gas is pure. That's why Pennzoil's base oil is made from natural gas, not crude. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil, based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. It's National Day of Encouragement, Tony. Say something positive to the people.
I'm Tony Kornheiser. You can be anything you want to be. No, you can't. And by the way,
come on.
You can all come up and talk to me, but don't touch me. Don't touch me. I don't like that.
What?
I don't like that. I don't want to be touched. I'm too old to be touched. I will crumble.
And okay, plus, Mr. Diva.
I'm completely congested today.
Are you going to get to don't look at me
day.
And you need
no, no, no. You can look at me and talk, but don't touch me. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, Jameis Winston and Cam Newton face off. Team USA loses again, and Steve Young joins us for 5 good minutes.
Always good.
But we begin today with mononucleosis, specifically the mononucleosis of Sam Darnold. Chris Mortensen of ESPN says the Jets starting quarterback has already lost 5 pounds from the fatiguing disease and will be quarantined in his apartment until it is safe to expose him to the rest of the team. Preliminary indications are that Darnold would miss at least 1 month.
Wow.
Wilbon, does Darnold's mono sink the Jets' season?
No. They're going from Sam Darnold, who has a 4-10 record as a starter, to a guy who has a 13-11 record as a starter in the NFL. Trevor Simeon.
Oh, where did he go to college?
You want me to remind you?
Yeah, no,
I
know.
I need to remind the people?
No, I know this.
That's where he went. That's the helmet he wore.
Yeah.
He's got a better record in this league, and he was actually on a team that was contending to get in the playoffs, so he was in Denver. So, no, Trevor Simeon is not some reason to throw up the white flag. Maybe they'll be better off.
Look.
You'd like to dispute that, but the record,
I'm just going to tell you this. Losing Sam Darnold will not sink their season because their season was sunk a long time ago. They're a bad team.
Yeah.
And Adam Gase has walked in to a bad situation. And it got worse when he took off his hat and showed everybody his eyes. Okay, so that's...
I know.
But let's talk about mononucleosis for a second.
That can keep you out longer than a month.
This is not a high ankle sprain.
No.
This is an actual disease. And you just lay around. You're tired all the time. As I recall it, it was a young people's disease. I think half
he's
the people
young.
In my college dorm.
He's a college senior's age.
They had this.
Well, that's the age you had.
But you know what? When I went to college, my roommate wasn't the starting quarterback of the Jets. Joe Namath was. Shout out to Joe Willie. I think a month seems so short to me.
A month seems really optimistic.
Yeah.
For the New York Jets to say they're going to be missing Sam Darnold. I mean, the best case scenario here for them is Darnold. You just leave him alone and don't pressure
him.
You can't pressure him to come back. He is in quarantine, but again, they're going to a guy in the bullpen who's got a better record by far than Darnold.
So you don't
Trevor
think,
Simeon.
You don't think the NFL arranged to give him mono so that Cleveland could beat them on Monday night, right?
How about
get
that?
A win.
The 50th anniversary. People don't realize that was the game.
And that was Namath.
50 years ago. By the way, was that game? You should know this. Cleveland or Shea Stadium?
I thought it was in Cleveland.
Me too.
I thought. I don't know.
All right. We presumably have two healthy quarterbacks. I think tonight's Tampa versus Carolina Thursday night affair. And both Cam Newton and Jameis Winston are coming off home field losses, which has put both in a need-to-win-now situation. Amazingly, Newton, who was in a Super Bowl 4 years ago, has lost his last 7. And Winston, who shockingly is already Tampa's all-time leading passer, lost his last 5. Tony, which of these guys needs a win more tonight?
So my first inclination is to say Jameis Winston, because despite what you just said, I think Jameis Winston is a tremendous disappointment in the NFL so far, and I think a loss on national television, maybe he loses his job. Cam Newton was the MVP.
New coach,
Cam Newton went to Super Bowl. Well, that's the point. The point is that most people think they brought in Bruce Arians to fix Jameis Winston.
Right.
So if he has 2 bad games, they're not going to dump him at that point.
No, they're not going to dump him and they're not going to anger the new coach that they bought in. No, they're not going to do that. So the answer is Cam Newton. And Cam Newton's issue, Tony, is at least part physical. I mean, last week he couldn't get the ball down the field. Like 1 out of his 30-some throws.
38 passes, 1 went 20 yards.
That's not getting it down
the
field.
But when you ask him about that, he bristles.
Well,
he gets angry.
But people have also, I heard people talking all around this and teammates and analysts and everybody saying he's going to be okay. It takes a while physically for him to get back and get over this. But you want to see evidence of it sometime soon. I mean, he and McCaffrey, they need to start. Look, there's a lot of talent there when Cam's healthy. And I think, Tony, I look at that team and just think, okay, if the two of them could be on the field for 15 or 16 games healthy,
right,
Carolina's going to take off. I keep waiting for that.
Okay. Well, you know why? Because it may not take off. In the last seven games that Cam Newton has lost, 9 touchdowns, 10 interceptions. That's bad.
Yeah.
This guy was the MVP, a quarterback rating of 83.
You wonder about the physical punishment that he has endured already in his career.
When you look at Cam Newton and you hear about a shoulder, Andrew Luck comes to mind.
Yeah, sadly, it does.
Serbia got its wish today and played the United States in the Basketball World Cup. May God help us, because Serbia had us 32-7 after the first quarter and beat us 94-89. The United States will not only not get a medal, and neither will Serbia, but the best the United States can finish is 7th, which is the worst showing ever by a United States basketball team. Wilbon, could this disastrous showing affect Greg Popovich's status as the team coach?
No, not at all. Not even a little bit. Tony.
Really?
Let's go back to 2006, where maybe they didn't finish 7th, but Mike Krzyzewski's team, all right, and Mike Krzyzewski coached U.S. team at the World Championships, I think won the bronze medal.
They won a medal.
But Tony, they weren't any good, and they came back. They stayed together. You're not going to – that'd be the dumbest thing ever to try to start this over now.
So you don't think that someone looks at Steve Kerr sitting next to Pop, or someone says, you know what, let's go back to Mike Krzyzewski for the Olympics. Let's go back because he's never lost
Jerry Olympic Colangelo going to do that?
I don't know.
Yes, you do.
I don't
know Jerry Colangelo.
Well,
you know that's not going to happen.
Well, he certainly liked Mike Krzyzewski. I don't think they're going to make a move like this, but I will say this. That's not the right team to go to the Olympics. Maybe four or five guys on that team can go and sit on a bench in the Olympics, but you got to have Harden and Westbrook.
You don't have to, because they don't want to play again.
Well, they, for the Olympics, I believe they will want to play.
They'll want to play.
This was a mediocre team.
Yeah, but you can change three. I gave you three guys yesterday, only three. I said I gave you Anthony Davis, Bradley Beal, and, of course, Steph Curry.
You don't even want Harden or Westbrook?
No.
I think we need to win the – I think Greg Popovich will win the Olympics with our best team,
if you
obviously
put those three guys – and there's other guys that could play for the United States of America. But and by the way, I would have welcomed Carmelo Anthony onto this team, given what Carmelo has done in previous international competitions. Look, don't tell me Carmelo wouldn't have helped them, because I don't believe that.
I don't think
But
that.
Let's look forward and not back. The three guys I mentioned, if you put – I don't believe LeBron's going to play, do you?
No.
Russell Westbrook is a great player, but he's had like 4 or 5 knee surgeries, so he's going to spend his summer doing that?
Let me ask you this.
This is
the one criticism I would have of Popovich.
What's that?
The only criticism. He's a pro coach.
Yeah.
I thought a pro coach, unlike a college coach, would be able to recruit pro players. Maybe it had nothing to do with Popovich, but so many people, great players, said, I don't want to do it. I think they may want to do the Olympics, but they wouldn't want 2 years in a row of missing their summer.
That's true.
Yeah.
And Tony, they also and wear and tear on their bodies.
Yes.
This is a league now where every guy doesn't want to play more than 60 games.
Load management, baby.
Load management. So they're not going to play 2 summers in a row.
But at the Olympics, you know what happens? 40.
They're going to make money.
Yeah.
All of their deals are tied to their brand and what's going to their global branding. Guess what? They're all going to have their hands in the air. And you know what? They're not all going
to. This was an embarrassment to the country. It really was, losing this game.
An embarrassment,
yeah,
really?
Yeah, I believe it.
The only reason
nobody cares about it is because it was never on so you could see it because of the time factor.
It was hard to watch.
Yeah.
Well, you wake up. You're awake that
I'm
early.
I'm awake, but people in the middle of the country, the West Coast, can't see it.
I'm not awake. Let's go to another story that's going to keep you in a bad mood. The New York Times is reporting that 2018 Triple Crown winner Justify tested positive for a banned substance in the race that qualified him for the Kentucky Derby. And the California Racing Board reportedly knew of the positive test, but there was no suspension, there was no punishment that went into effect before the subsequent Kentucky Derby. In a statement today, Bob Baffert, Justify's trainer, denied the horse was given the illegal drug on purpose and suggests the positive test came from the horse eating something called, wait for it, Jimson weed.
Yeah, yeah, it's out there.
Tony.
It's weed. Horses are on weed.
This will make some of us question the legitimacy of the horsey's Triple Crown, but I know you won't go there.
I won't. I will admit baggage to begin with. I know and like Bob Baffert, and I know and like Joe Drake from the New York Times, who wrote that piece. Now, I don't think that you got to take the horse down from the Triple Crown, because in each of those races, A, the horse won, and B, there was no positive test, and they were tested after all of those. If I understand this correctly.
Well, shouldn't there have been a probation or something?
Well,
Come on now.
Here's what I would say. I would say that it looks shaky, and it looks a little fishy, and it's a word that I don't like, but I would like to see transparency on the part of the California Horse Racing Board about all of this. There is a drug called scopolamine. That is, I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. There are some people who think that it was administered deliberately and that the positive test was because there was so much in there. Mm-hmm. There are others who say that it is available in this thing that is used in the feed or around the barns called Jimson weed. Baffert denies that he gave it to him and says that's how they got it. I think it will hurt Baffert. I do. But I don't think you take the horse down. And I also think that you need to talk about this more. There's got to be an investigation.
The frightening thing about what you just said and read is that clearly you attempted to do some reporting here.
Yeah.
Which is just blowing me away.
I have a good friend who you know as well.
Yeah, well, we won't mention that now,
but who gave me clips of things to read,
okay,
and I read them.
All right.
And apparently the drug also is one of the more minor drugs.
It's not taking Baffert down. It's not taking anybody down. These things don't take anyone down anymore. You wait a cycle, a news cycle, and you come back and you say, we're going to offer complete transparency and we didn't do this intentionally.
Right.
And now we're going to move forward.
So you're very skeptical of horse racing to begin with.
Yeah.
But do you think that it is legitimate? I do think it's a legitimate Triple Crown. Do you?
I think so now, but I'd like to do some reporting.
Yeah.
And I'd like to hear from people on the other side of this who say, this is garbage and right. Here's why. And you know there's going to be that chorus out there, too.
Let me just suggest this. I just hope that the horse isn't scarred emotionally by all of this post-race publicity. Let's take a break. And still to come, is what Lamar Jackson did in week one sustainable? We're going to ask Steve Young.
We're also going to ask him whether the Chicago Bears have a Mitch Trubisky problem, or maybe it goes to someone else.
Well, you think it's a Nagy problem.
Yeah.
Not a Trubisky problem.
No. I'm the only one.
Yes, you seem to be.
Hi, I'm Sage Steele. Tonight on Sports Center at 6 Eastern, what's at stake for Jameis Winston and Cam Newton, with both quarterbacks at a crossroads tonight? Plus, how Sam Darnold's multi-week absence changes expectations for the Jets this season, and baseball's matinee madness with major wildcard implications today. Sports Center with Kevin Gandhi, right after BPI.
Week two of the NFL season kicks off in just a couple of hours, but the big news is that Steve Young apparently still wants to hang with us.
Yeah.
Because he joins us now for five good minutes.
Let me start with this.
Everyone knew that Lamar Jackson could run, and he showed on Sunday that he could also pass. You did both. Did what he accomplished on Sunday, did that seem sustainable to you?
Well, you know, to me, he's my tribe, right? These are the guys that can move around. I thought the game was changing. When I retired, it was going to be like the future. And now here, 20 years later, it is happening. These are the guys that are the future. Is it sustainable if he is maniacal about his desire to play the position, which is deliver the ball from the pocket? And if he is maniacal about that, and he's going to have to be very, you know, structured about it, and I've seen guys do it, that's when you can be, because you're always going to be able to run. You'll always be able to, and he'll need to do that for a couple of years. But if, let's say, a 10-year career, in the last seven, he was a very, very efficient quarterback from the pocket, and he could run around, they'd have to outlaw him. And that's what I always loved, the fact that I could move around. So is it sustainable if he's maniacal about playing the position?
All right, we got a bunch of quarterback issues that we're going to hit you with, Stephen. The next one is Baker Mayfield and the Browns, who talked so big, so much junk, and they went out and had a dog game. Any sense of what you think they're feeling? I mean, are they people that will have a little bit of shame and say, oh, my God, we should shut up? Or are they just going to keep rolling through the yellow sign?
What I love about the NFL, Michael, is that we're going to be able to witness it. You can't lie. You can't fake it. You're going to have to come out again and show us. I did not necessarily like how they handled the offseason, of course. I don't think, but that wasn't really a lot of their doing. We all kind of piled in. It might have been the best thing that ever happened to them last week, to punch them right. What does Mike Tyson say? Everyone has a plan until you get punched in the face.
That's right.
So you get punched in the face. Now what? I didn't necessarily like what Baker said after the game. Oh, it's garbage. I threw it away. But, you know, at some point he's going to have to own it. But if they have a bunch of guys in that locker room that can start to coalesce around each other and this brings them closer, great. If it frays them, this could really unravel quickly.
So let's go to Jared Goff. He's hit a rough patch by the end of last year, including the playoff games. He's got 7 touchdowns and 8 picks in his last 8 games, including that playoff, Steve. Do you treat that as a blip in his career, or is it something more concerning?
Tony, if you're going to start connecting my last games of the season to my first games of the season and try to create some drama, I feel like he's going to go through patches. He's still very young, and we expect Super Bowl performances. And so I do think there'll be some this is a rough patch. That's okay. But no, we're looking for themes. Is as he kind of gets more entrenched as a starter and as a guy we expect a lot from, and we see these themes recurring, then it is a problem. So, I don't think he knows the answer. You could ask him that question. I don't know if he knows the answer to that question. He has to play it out, and he's going to play it out in front of us. I am worried when guys start to be able to, like, leaking oil out of the Maserati in the driveway. We've talked about that before. can you stop the oil leak? Because if you're good or even great, you can always stop the bleeding. And that's what I always worry about. Do I see too much oil on the ground and you can't stop it?
Steve, I'm already out on the ledge standing out there about the Chicago Bears after 1 week. Matt Nagy took some of the blame, kind of, sort of. And I agree with him that he should have taken most of the blame. But do you see, is this what you saw at week one, a Trubisky issue or a Coach Nagy issue?
Well, I'm not sure. I got to believe that Nagy's more experienced, and so he's not going to have an issue, and I'm going to bet on that. And so it's going to be a Mitch issue until further notice, because he's the one that should have an issue, if anybody. If it's a coach issue, we have a bigger problem. Look, we have a great defense. We know that. And if Mitch can play well, all your dreams can come true, Michael. And so it really does come – it cannot be a Matt Nagy. He's going to have to cover for him, which he did after the game, which is smart. But he can't keep doing that. And so Mitch is going to have to – he's going to have to be the truth of what the situation is with the Bears, and he's going to have to play it out in the next, you know, few games. He needs to start turning it around. I thought it was very lethargic, and I did not like the high school stare down, which I've talked about before, to end the game.
All right, we'll get you out of here on this. You have praised Deshaun Watson in the past, but he is getting pummeled. I think he was sacked, 60 times last year, got a hit a bunch of times last week. Do you have any suggestions for him as to how to get through this?
Well, they've tried. They got Tunsil in. They've leveraged the farm to kind of get some help. Immediate. I understand that. I think it's smart. We saw what happened with Andrew Luck. You beat a guy into a submission, and he submitted. Like, you can't have it. And they've done in their division. They see, we cannot do this to Deshaun. But in some ways, Deshaun's game is so physical in itself, he needs to transition as well. How do I play dynamically and not take such a beating? It's not just the offensive line, although it has to get better. So more than anything, I want to see Deshaun grow into a game that's not necessarily what he wants to do, but what he needs to do.
Thank you so much,
Thank
Steve.
You, Steve.
Appreciate
this
it.
Great
much.
Having you back.
It
Thank
is.
You much.
You guys are the best.
It
Can't
is.
Wait.
Let's take
Love
one
it.
Last break. Still to come, there's a new record for home runs in baseball. How should the league feel about that?
And LeBron James finds out whether he'll get a trademark for the term Taco Tuesday. Everybody's been turned down so far. Ohio State, V, get out.
Don't you like when Steve references a Maserati in the driveway?
Yeah.
Not everybody references a Maserati.
Here's what else I love.
Some might say a Ford.
This is a analytics-free zone.
Right.
All right.
Pardon the interruption is brought to you by Nissan. Innovation that excites.
Happy time, people. Happy 30th birthday, Andrew Luck. From the day Luck announced his retirement 3 weeks ago, we have heard nothing from him. We don't know if he has regret or if he's 100% fine with the decision to never play football again. We don't know if he watches games. We don't know if he's throwing a football in the backyard. But we can say this. Andrew Luck was a terrific quarterback, and the best we can do is wish him well.
You know what he needs? He needs a smart commercial campaign, like something to rival Peyton Manning. Wouldn't that be great for Luck?
Peyton Manning's stuff is
brilliant.
It is terrific. Happy anniversary, Rob Gronkowski. On this day 9 years ago, the Gonk caught his first career touchdown. From that point on, he and Tom Brady combined on 79 in the regular season, 91 overall. Even if he never plays another down, Gronkowski's going to the Hall of Fame. Like Luck, he announced his retirement. Like Luck, he is not playing. But both of us are inclined to believe that if Luck and Gronkowski, if one came back, it would be Gronkowski.
We agree on that. Doesn't he seem even now like a cartoon character of sorts?
Yes, and too thin to go out and play right now, I think.
Gotta get bulked up again.
Happy trails to the old major league record for home runs in a season. Baltimore's Jonathan Villar hit the record breaker last night, home run number 6106, breaking the old record of 6105 set 2 years ago. Much is being made that a hitter from a terrible team like the Orioles was by chance the record breaker. But that's just karma. Because of the 7,000 home runs the Orioles pitching staff has allowed this year, $625 million to the Yankees.
Yeah, but I mean, this is so stupid to even single it out. If the game starts a half an hour early or half an hour later, he doesn't have it. These are the kinds of things now that occupy time and space on these networks. It's stupid.
Let's go to the big finish if we could. Joe Johnson agreed to a one-year deal with the Pistons. Is that a good fit?
Maybe it's a good fit, Tony. I'm glad he's back in the league, but I thought he'd be on a team that had a better shot at winning now.
They have no shot.
Jump shot like his can be needed. LeBron James was refused a trademark for Taco Tuesday. That makes sense?
Of course it makes sense. He didn't invent Taco Tuesday. He says it on television. He shouldn't have a trademark. Ice Cube, your boy, wants Melo to play in the big three. Is that a good idea?
It was a good idea for Joe Johnson, wasn't it? Did he just get back in the league that way? Maybe Melo can get back in the league that way.
He'll lead the league in shots.
Good. That's what that league needs. The big three. Stop whining. Kim Clijsters announced she's coming back. Your expectations are what?
They're not that high. She apparently hasn't played in 7 years. Yeah. She's 36, and as you like to always say,
a lot of youngins.
Yeah, they're really
a lot of great youngins.
Last one, Justin Verlander going for his 19th against the A's tonight. Do you like his chances?
I always like Verlander's chances, but the A's are good, and they need to keep winning.
We're out of time. We'll try and do better the next time, and I'm Tony Kornheiser.
Matt, your boy's watching, but you got to stay up late, Tony. I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, knuckleheads. You can get the PTI podcast on the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts.
Adcock Trapping, shout out. I had a flying squirrel in my app.
Rocket.